I talked a little last week about my new job and how things have been. I had to adjust to a new schedule. Having said that, my God, wow, I love this new job. Okay, let me tell you right now, there were some things behind closed doors with my old job, and you know it is what it is. You know, I'm not gonna pry too into it further, but my new job, wow. First off, it is very fun. Second of all, I learned a lot within 3 days. I mean, a lot. When you have 12-hour shifts, you tend to learn a lot because there's not much else to do, you know? It's rehearse, rinse, and repeat. But I think I got it already. So much so that even my boss was at the new job was saying, but that's, you know, good on you. Good on you. You got it quick. Anyway, welcome back to the Midweek Podcast, where I just have one thing to say. Can we all just collectively tell JoJo Siwa to shut up already? I'm getting tired of it, okay? Every time I go on TikTok, I've blocked her on numerous fucking websites, okay? I know that JoJo Siwa is coming out. She's an older person. She's like, ooh, she's doing the whole Miley Cyrus thing, okay? I don't care about celebrity gossip. I really don't. But my God, she is not shutting up. The fact that I'm talking about it on the podcast tells you she's won, kind of, anyway. You know, they say no publicity is bad publicity, but it's pretty bad when people just collectively hate you, right? Anyway, if you have any social media whatsoever, block JoJo Siwa, all right? Let her know that we're fucking done. Anyway. It's time we talk about something that I myself have been neglecting just a little too long, okay? I had a lot of plans when this podcast started. Well, not started, more like it's been a decent amount of time since the podcast has been up, and in that time I've had plans to do things, right? One of them was the YouTube channel, which has been going strong. Currently the videos are not on hiatus, but they're kind of slowed right now. Listen, I'm gonna admit something. I learned something earlier that bummed me out, and I want to address it before I talk about anything else. Mitten Squad passed away. YouTuber Mitten Squad, and we were the same age. He was dealing with a lot of stuff on his end. And what really bummed me out, right, is just that Mitten Squad was a big fan of Fallout. In fact, so much so that his entire online personality was essentially centered around Fallout. So he wasn't able to see the Fallout series before it came out. And he will be missed. So I wanted to address that point. I wanted to go and make the rest of this podcast. Because the rest of this podcast will be in his memory. We're going to be talking about the new Fallout series. Because I am a big fan of the series. Right? Not even just the one on Amazon Prime. I mean the game in general. Since Fallout 1, 2... Fallout Brotherhood of Steel, Fallout 3, Fallout 4. Fallout 76 gets a bad rep, admittedly. Fallout New Vegas, much better game. But I want to bring it up, you know? I want to talk about the history of the game, because Fallout is incredible. Like, Amazon, I need to swallow my pride and say this. I was skeptical. I thought the show would suck. And I'm glad that I am wrong. I watched the entire first season, and then I started it again. Do you know what shows have had me do that? Not many, okay? Fallout on Amazon fucking nailed it. Congratulations, you get my seal of approval. And that's hard for a game, like a game-based show, right? Because most people think, most people who make shows are like, oh, we're going to make our own story. No, don't fucking do that on an already established story. Fallout didn't do that. And they're now number one on Amazon Prime. Rightfully so. It's already an established IP. And damn, did they take that story and run with it. Because there's so much in Fallout to actually use. And they used it. They utilized it properly. My fucking God. That is so... It's a good show, okay? Anyway, let's go back to what I was talking to before. When I first started this podcast, I had a number of ideas to bring up. One of them is the YouTube channel, which is good. It's, I have a video idea that I'm gonna make. It's kind of hard to make some videos on YouTube because, I don't know, there's some that I think are cringe. Like, granted, this entire thing can be considered cringe, right? It's just, I don't know, it's a lot. It's a lot about it, okay? For example, like 2 years ago when I made the Spotted Dick episode, right? Do you guys understand that on the podcast, you can't really see me eat the thing, right? I can get a segment of audio and put it on... I'm getting ahead of myself. Hang on. I thought of this year doing something else. Eating some foods that were not considered good, right? Or maybe not considered good, but things that are... They have a funny name or they're just something weird. I'm thinking of eating bull testicles, okay? I'm thinking of eating Rocky Mountain oysters on the podcast, but the YouTube channel, okay? Like, I don't even know where to get them out here, man. Like, I have an idea someplace like an hour south, but fuck, do I really want to do that? Yeah, I guess I do. It's fucking, oh my god. Now that I said it, I think I have to do it, so, I mean, okay, let's backtrack before I have to eat something I don't want to eat. How the hell do I even prepare it? Because I have a grill that I could, you know, take outside of the house in case it smells bad. I have dogs, which if I don't want to eat it, they'll fucking get it, I guess. What other foods, you know? Because I saw Spotted Dick and I thought it was funny because of the name. Which, it's just pudding. It's just a pastry with a bit of fat in it. It's really good, actually. I might eat some Spotted Dick again, just because it was so good. I ordered custard to pour on top of it, and when I did eat it that way, it was okay. It was actually not bad. Although, microwave food... You know what? Maybe foods from other cultures. Oh, shit. This year, I also have to open the P.O. box. It's not open yet, but we're going to get there, okay? We're going to get there. Because of this new job that I have, I actually thought I'd have less free time. I am so glad I was wrong. Not at all, okay? There is plenty of free time, and I'm going to be working nights, which if you guys remember, when I was working at a previous job, I would work nights, and I'd come home and record. Sometimes I'd get out of work early, and I'd be able to talk, and for some reason, late at night, I have my better ideas. I have the best ideas late at night, when there's silence, and there's no noise whatsoever, and I'm going to have that again, you know, the same energy I had when I started the podcast. I'm actually really fucking hyped. No joke. Now let's get on the Fallout topic, because I really want to talk about it, because oh my fucking god. What's there to not mention about the Fallout series, right? Me, you guys need to understand, right next to me, as I'm recording, I have a Fallout Pip-Boy. Not the Pip-Boy, I have the Fallout bobblehead. It's a Funko Pop, but my brother got it to me during one of my earlier birthdays. It was years ago, right? I kept the thing. I don't know... if you guys know this, right? But I don't fangirl a lot about video games. I like video games, sure. Not a lot of them, right? I'm not the kind of guy that fills his room with merch. However, when something sticks out to me, it'll absolutely stay with me. Fallout. Don't Starve. Okay, there's a series of games. Here, let me put my mic up. Okay. We don't have a big list of games that have made an impact on my life. But that doesn't mean there isn't any, right? Okay, the Fallout series has made a huge impact on my life. Absolutely amazing game, right? That's one of them, right? Because it's on topic. But let's talk about the other games. The Long Dark, one of my favorite indie games of all time. Stardew Valley's pretty good, but let me put it this way. I like the game, I don't like the community. They're a little too friendly, you know what I mean? Like, if you know, but sometimes there's a certain type of personality behind like overly friendly people where it's like, I feel like you're wearing a mask, but I can't tell. And you've done nothing to scare me off, but there's just something about you, you know? They're not, it feels fabricated. I don't know how to explain it. It's really fucking hard to explain, but if you know, you know. If you're from California, you know the kind of person I'm talking about, right? Overly positive, way too friendly, and not... I don't know, that's about it, really, you know? They never show their true face, ever. These are the people you must watch out for. You understand me? You are in danger. You're in danger. You're in danger. You're in danger. You're in danger. Okay, it's enough. I'm trying to scare somebody who's got, who's listening to the podcast. My bad. You know, if you know, you know. And if you don't, I interrupt the following joke because I scared him a little too much. And also, I almost broke my mic doing that. If you see it on TikTok, that's the one time you're going to see that joke. I'm sorry if you came here from TikTok. The joke was cut, okay? It was too much. I peaked my audio and almost broke my speakers. Actually, it after recording it and I put the volume all the way at max, scared the shit out of me as well. That's called karma. I've noticed a resurgence online of things that, we're going to get back to Fallout soon, but I just wanted to bring up something. I've gotten a lot of schizo posting on TikTok again. I don't know why, but there seems to be a resurgence, specifically schizophrenic gaming. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I've been getting it a little too much, actually. I'm a little uncomfortable by that. Anyway, let's go back to Fallout. One of the main reasons that I was so into the Fallout series is that not only did they get the awkwardness of being in a Fallout correct, it's the fact that the raiders, they're far more deadly in the show than in anything Fallout, like in the rest of the Fallout series. Before I talk about it, there is some spoilers ahead. I can't really avoid some of them, but you know, if you're gonna watch the show, you're gonna watch the show, honestly. And if you're not gonna, well, then go ahead and listen anyway. I'm gonna try not to spoil things, but there's no guarantee. I'm sorry. In fact, I'll do you a favor. By the time I finish the recording, I'll come back and tell you if there's spoilers or not. There was none. Thank you, future me. Anyway, let's get back to it. In the Fallout series, they get the awkwardness correct of the Fallout residents. As in, they've been, you know, separated from the rest of Earth for 200 years. So there's going to be completely different mentalities. There's going to be, you know, like, the one thing I'm curious about is they all speak English. You'd think another language would come up, right? But no, just certain dialect comes up that's different. They don't shy away in the show from the violence that has kept Fallout out of many people's repertoire, because Fallout the game is violent. It's very violent. You know, it's not. I'm not gonna say. Oh, it's so bloody. You should never play it. No, absolutely not. It's not that at all. It's just there's a perk in the game where if you kill someone, they explode in a gore. So that's a thing, right? You know, they don't shy away from it, but what Fallout does as well is, what Fallout does really well is storyline, right? One decision you make in the present can drastically affect you in the future. It can give you a different ending, it can give you a bad ending, a good ending, doesn't matter, right? But in the Fallout series, that comes back very quickly. I don't know how you capture that in a series, though. That's incredible. That's what got me, okay? Because at some point, there is decisions made by the main character that comes back later down the line and affects them in ways they never anticipated, which is exactly what playing Fallout is like, where you think, okay, I'm going to do a stealth build, and you have guns that are quiet but weak, and yet when you shoot someone and you hit them directly because your gun is silent, they didn't hear you, and they run around looking for you. But it's different in this game, or in the show, because, well, they got to keep it exciting, right? In the game, it's very different, because you're actively choosing what you want. And in the show, it's like they chose a character with very high intelligence. That's something I do respect, because a lot of people playing Fallout never really pick that. And I would say that the Fallout show is like somebody picked the character with the highest intelligence but low strength. That's basically, you know, a basic rundown. For those who are into Fallout, for those of you who are not into Fallout, well, let me try to break it down another way. It's the Hollywood trope of a person in a foreign land that they're not used to the rules or the customs. But it's done very well. So well, in fact, that it almost feels natural that that Lucy, the main character, slowly, but at a reasonable pace, learns to adapt to the outside world. Not in a way that would be too, let's say, dramatically fast. Because in the Fallout vaults, at least in the series, not in the series of the show, but like the actual lore, canonically, they are taught that in the outside world, they may face resistance, they may face danger. So what they do is they train, you know, they make sure that they're ready for whatever's outside. They do a little bit of combat skills, they do a little bit of shooting, but they're never actually out there to do it, you know. It's a difference between somebody who's military, but they've only ever trained in the barracks as opposed to actually seeing combat, you know, very different stuff. Not that I would know from experience. I've just spoken to a lot of veterans. It's very different practicing versus actually, you know, being out there. If you've been trained well, then you've got no problems. You know what I mean? But in the Fallout series, you know, the show, it's very interesting to see it because it's only one character. One character that you're really following. And then later down the line, it does break out in a more open world, right? those who watch a lot of other shows on, let's see, HBO Max, you know, streaming services, you might be familiar with how they take liberties with IPs, right? Not the case with Fallout. With the Fallout IPs, they absolutely go ham on the story. By that, I mean Fallout is very rich with lore. You know, years in the making, by the way. Fallout is older than most people listening. In fact, there are comics about the Fallout series, the Fallout lore, and there's entire... It's massive, you know? The lore expansive... What the fuck am I saying? Sorry, I'm just excited, can you tell? Because this is essentially like preteen me's dream. Because when I first played Fallout 3, I was so engrossed in the game that it felt like I was actually there, you know? It's one of those games where not only does it suck you in, it doesn't let you out. Yeah, you could save the game and come back to it at another date, but you don't want to. When you play it, if you're into story-based games, you'll like it. If you're into story-based shows that, like... I don't know how to explain it. There's a good level of tension in the show. Like, there's always danger. That's the beauty of the... in the game Fallout, there's always danger everywhere you go because it's a wasteland. In the show, it's the same way. You know? Like, I am going to give a little bit of a spoiler at some point. It's not massive. It's not going to ruin the story, but it's a tiny one. At some point, the main character builds a fire at night. It's a big no-no in the Mojave, in the Wasteland. I say the Mojave, it's not there yet. It's in the canon, though. But the main character builds a fire, and the problem is, it attracts things. You're not supposed to build a fire in the Wasteland. And she learns that the hard way, and immediately just puts out the fire, and she's good, you know? She moves on. And in the Fallout series, there is... these guys called the Brotherhood of Steel, guys in giant power armor. Power armor being something in the game that was invented before the bombs to fight in a... World War III. To fight in World War III. This is basically a game and a show, a series, whatever you want to call it. An IP. An intellectual property. Where World War III happened. That's it, you know? And what stopped World War II was... nuclear war, nuclear Armageddon, you know, the nukes. World War III ended the same way. However, here's the fun part. For those who know the lore, this is going away from the show, and we're only going to discuss Fallout lore at this point. The countries that all fought never officially declared a ceasefire. So even in the Fallout universe, they're still at war. It's just everyone's dead. You know, a majority of people are dead, you know? It's like 99% of Earth is gone. It's pretty fucking nuts. I love that Fallout is getting the recognition it deserves, you know? Like, I was surprised with how well-received it was. Not only that, how well it was made. That's what I love it so much, is that the show didn't fuck it up. That was my biggest fear. You guys heard me in previous episodes say they're gonna fuck it up, they're gonna fuck it up. But they didn't. They stuck the landing. They got me excited, they hooked me, and they stuck the landing. I'm excited. Why am I excited? I already saw the series. I'm waiting for season 2 because of another thing. I don't want to spoil it, but I'm biting my... At this point, I'm not even biting my tongue. I'm biting my arms. I really don't want to spoil the fucking last ending. The last episode. Fuck. Can you tell I'm excited? It's a good show. I like it. 10 out of 10. I give it the seal of approval. It stuck with the story, and it didn't fuck it up. I'll admit I was wrong, and I'm glad that I was wrong, because now I have an exciting story to look out for, you know? I can't wait for season 2. I really can't wait for season 2. The thing is, it takes place in the Fallout universe, but I don't know what story it follows, because in Fallout, there's other little stories within the canon, but you could take liberty with it, you know? It's just, here's what you gotta know. There are factions. There's the Brotherhood of Steel. There's, what's the other one? Raiders. They're not part of a faction. They're just kind of people that, you know, like Mad Max. That doesn't help. Let's say it's a zombie apocalypse scenario, you know, a show like that. It's just a group of people that rob and loot everyone else. That's it. That's a raider. 3. Rad Roaches, which are... Excuse me. You guys remember hearing that rumor where cockroaches will survive a nuclear blast? Well, in the show, that does happen too. But cockroaches get very big over 200 years. They thrive, you know, in the radiation. So instead of a cockroach, they're rad roaches because they're much bigger. They're also a source of food, but I don't know about... I wouldn't eat it, fuck. Number three? No, we're on number four, I think. Okay, Brotherhood of Steel, Raiders, Rad Roaches. Number four would be... What would number four be? Bounty Hunters? No, that's not a faction. See, at this point, I don't want to add more because then I'd be spoiling the show. You know, not only that, I wouldn't be spoiling the show. I would be spoiling the IP in general because there's things that have not come up in the show. Not yet, at least. I know they will in the future. That's why I want to hold my tongue. I never want to spoil something that I know a lot about, right? Because I know the IP of Fallout more than most people because I've put in maybe several hundred hours into the game. I've almost 100% in Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4. Every single one of them separately. Fallout 4 I did without the DLC, and then I downloaded the DLC and I kept playing. Fallout 3 with the DLC, the Dunwich Horror, oh my god, that was so fucking good. The Dunwich Building, you have to get the book, and there's a billionaire, oh my god, it's such a good fucking story. Oh my god, dude. Oh, another thing. Another term, a ghoul. A ghoul is a person who was exposed to radiation, but rather than dying of radiation poisoning, their bodies changed in a significant way. They have adapted to radiation. Radiation is now good for them, and they can last forever without eating. And if they get shot or if they get damaged, let's say they're cutting something and they cut their hands will heal because of the radiation, because of their ghoulification. They can now heal themselves, and they no longer have to eat. Another thing about ghouls is that there is certain ways for them to stay normal. They have to take medication. I don't know what the medicine is called, but there's a problem with ghoulification. You can live forever. You can absolutely live forever as a ghoul, provided you always have medicine. They call them vials in the show. And when a ghoul does not have the vial, things happen. And they don't die, but they change. So that's all I'm going to say about that to not spoil it. So I'm giddy like a schoolgirl because there are some things in the Fallout series, in the Fallout show on Amazon, that have not been shown up yet. They haven't appeared. But I already know that they will show up later. Having said that, that's what's getting me excited, right? Because so far we have regular things. We have your basic standard post-World War show, which isn't that bad. It's just maybe the fact that the Fallout IP is attached to it, it will show a lot more people that the Fallout game is not that bad. I hope they don't play Fallout 76. I hope they play Fallout 4 instead. I really hope they play Fallout 4 instead. And you know what? New Vegas. That game kicks ass. There is a problem. Look, if you're interested in the Fallout games all of a sudden because of the show, I highly recommend Fallout New Vegas. However, keep in mind the first 4 hours of the game are kind of slow. Having said that, as soon as you start getting engrossed into it and you go, as soon as you meet Mr. House, everything just flies into the air. Everything just, it gets crazy really fast. I love it, honestly. It's just such a shame that Fallout 76 was such a shit show to begin with, you know? I know Todd Howard, we all believed his lies. I have not drank water, that's why I'm coughing. Another thing about the Fallout show that I enjoy, that I actually looked really closely into, because I'm not going to say I'm protective of the brand, I just like seeing when they get things right. They got the weapons correct. How they shoot, the sounds, how they reload, what they affect people, like how they affect people. Not bad, actually, really, really well done. One of the weapons used in the first episode is actually a gun that, in the game, isn't really known for hurting anyone, right? It won't kill someone, it'll just kind of knock them out. It'll knock them unconscious. That's all it does, right? It shoots a little drug into them, and they fall asleep. That's it. It's, I forget what it is. I don't think it's in the IP. I think it is. It's definitely somewhere there. Because if in the old Fallout 3 games, I can make a dart gun that cripples monsters, I'm pretty sure you can make a gun that shoots darts that just kind of puts people to sleep. That's absolutely a thing you could do, right? Anyway, I'm really excited to see later on how... Oh, fuck. You know, I got to talk about this too. The set pieces, right? The Fallouts themselves look amazing. They look exactly like they do in the IP, in the story. They're built the same way. They have the same level of power. The generators, the way the doors close and open, the way everyone gets their own, and it has a little slice of life in the 1960s. It's amazing. It's a good show. 10 out of 10. Fucking watch it, okay? Seriously. I'm serious. Watch it. Sorry. It's been a long day. I still haven't drank water. I need caffeine. No, I don't. I do not need caffeine. I'm trying to wean off of it again. This time I'm not going cold turkey. I did mention last episode I was trying to get off caffeine. I'm trying to cut back. I'm not trying... Oh my god. My head's hurt just saying that. I'm not joking. I mentioned I don't want caffeine that much anymore. My head just boom, boom, started throbbing. Why is it harder to quit caffeine than it is to quit smoking? I don't get it. Anyway, I've been doing this thing, right? Fallout is awesome. I'd watch it. I don't want to talk about too much of it anymore right now. It's just, if I keep talking, I'm going to spoil things, right? I really don't want to do that. I want people to go into Fallout, watching it with a fresh palate, not knowing what's going to happen, being a little surprised. Here's how good it is, okay? My parents are watching it. My parents have very specific things they like, and when I showed them the show, they said, oh my god, it's really good. They like Breaking Bad as well, so they have good taste. My parents have a refined palate, and they definitely gave it to me, right? One could say I like higher-end things. Very good. Me twiddling my fingers like I'm on fucking camera. Anyway, that's for me, that's a big indicator that it's a good show. I liked it even before them, right? I watched the entire series, and then I introduced them to it, and they were glued to the TV just watching it. They were like, damn, it's a good show. They picked up on things immediately, too. That's what I love about it. It's not hard to get. You know, it's not hard to grasp. It's very easy. Anyway, I'm going to move on to one thing before the episode ends. I was thinking of doing a YouTube video where I paint something on camera, right? Like, I record something, and it's going to be a very long episode of me just painting something. I'm not going to be an expert. You know, I'm not going to be like, we're using this color. We're using that color. I don't know, right? I feel like getting into that community, but at the same time, I feel like the painting community isn't that... they're not that lenient when it comes to jokes, right? I've seen a lot of people that make really good art, right? But when you try to make a joke with them, they're like, oh, I don't like that. I don't understand it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not that into, like, funny shit. And I don't like that. I think it's cool that there is a community of artists online, specifically not artists that do digital, like digital artists, they're their own thing, right? But artists who still stick with the physical medium, with canvases, brushes, gesso, all that kind of stuff, right? I like that. I like that a lot. I guess I'm kind of an old head, okay? I don't know. I like digital art too, but there's just something about being able to physically touch the colors, you know? I mean, you could smear shit with your finger, and it's just so satisfying. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. I might have a new YouTube video out soon. Give it about a week or two. I'm not gonna give it like a specific deadline, right? I'm not gonna give a date to it, but I am gonna go and start making TikToks, YouTube videos, podcast episodes, and possibly working on my book again now that I have time and money, you know? It's not just one thing. I'm learning to save more in this job, and I honestly love it, you know? This job is great. The new job that I have the freedom that I didn't think I'd have at a job, actually. It's hard to explain. It's very hard to explain. I don't like telling people what I do for work just because, you know, it's my private life. But I love this job, you know? And I get to work with some friends of mine. That's what I like about it. Everything is going good. I'm happy, you know? I feel like... I don't know. I feel like there's one thing missing, though. I feel like out of everything I've done, there's just one thing missing. I don't know what it is, though. You know? You ever get that feeling that you're not doing something quite right? You have one thing you're missing, but you don't know what it is. You can't pin your finger on it. I don't know. I'll figure it out, though, okay? Anyway, thank you all for listening. I'll see you guys next week. And, oh, there's something here. Hang on. My bad, I dropped something. Oh, God, my head's hurting. Oh, right. Have you guys been to The Human Bean? It's like a coffee shop. It's really good. I love it, right? I highly recommend it as well. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week. hopefully my YouTube video will be done by then. See you guys.